Be slow to judge others, but quick to judge yourself.
Our Daily Bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by Mark DeHaan. When students from Southeast Asia met a teacher from North America, the visiting instructor learned a lesson. After giving his class their first multiple-choice test, he was surprised to find many questions left unanswered. While handing back the corrected papers, he suggested that next time, instead of leaving answers blank, they should take a guess. Surprised, one of the students raised her hand and asked, "What if I accidentally get the answer right? I would be implying that I knew the answer when I didn't." The student and teacher had a different perspective and practice. In the days of the New Testament, Jewish and Gentile converts were coming to Christ with perspectives as different as East and West. Before long, they were disagreeing over matters as diverse as worship days or what a Christ follower is free to eat or drink. The Apostle Paul urged them to remember an important fact. None of us is in a position to know or judge the heart of another. For the sake of harmony with fellow believers, God urges us to realize that we are all accountable to our Lord, to act according to His word and our conscience. However, He alone is in a position to judge the attitudes of our heart.
Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Romans chapter 14, verses 1 through 12. Accept the one whose faith is weak, without quarreling over disputable matters. One person's faith allows them to eat anything, but another, whose faith is weak, eats only vegetables. The one who eats everything must not treat with contempt the one who does not, and the one who does not eat everything must not judge the one who does, for God has accepted them. Who are you to judge someone else's servant? To their own master, servants stand or fall, and they will stand, for the Lord is able to make them stand. One person considers one day more sacred than another. Another considers every day alike. Each of them should be fully convinced in their own mind. Whoever regards one day as special does so to the Lord. Whoever eats meat does so to the Lord, for they give thanks to God. And whoever abstains does so to the Lord and gives thanks to God. For none of us lives for ourselves alone, and none of us dies for ourselves alone. If we live, we live for the Lord, and if we die, we die for the Lord. So, whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. For this very reason, Christ died and returned to life, so that He might be the Lord of both the dead and the living. You then, why do you judge your brother or sister? Or why do you treat them with contempt? For we will all stand before God's judgment seat. It is written, "As surely as I live, says the Lord, every knee will bow before me, every tongue will acknowledge God." So then, each of us will give an account of ourselves to God. That's today's scripture reading from Romans chapter 14, verses 1 through 12.
Let's pray. Please have mercy on us for presuming to judge the heart of those who see so many things differently than we do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.